Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Bringing it home, 8:44, with my apologies to our next guest, Mpumalanga MEC for Roads and Transport, Thula Sizwe Thomo. A great deal has been on the go in Mpumalanga. Over the last couple of hours or day, or in the past day, two suspects aged 29 and 37 have been arrested in connection with the torching of over 50 Putco buses in the Nkangala district on Monday, in what, according to the Minister of Transport, appears to be a coordinated attempt that she would like NAT joints to investigate. We are just trying to understand a little bit more about what has been seen as, well, not just arson, but, yeah, a coordinated attack. People in black clothing, about 15 or 16 people in black clothing, destroying buses, as well as in Moloto, as well as in Siyabuswa. MEC for Roads and Transport, Thula Sizwe Thomo, thank you so much for joining us on Point of View. Please help us understand what you've garnered from the facts that you've seen so far.
Nothing's a refill of greetings to yourself and the listeners at home, and your apologies highly accepted.
Thank you.
Well, refill, we today had to go and meet with the senior management of the company, Putco, together myself and the MEC for Safety Security and Liaising in the province, Honorable Jackie Masia, just to establish the extent of the damage and the impact that's caused to the people of Nkangala. And I must indicate that we really appreciate the swift response of the South African Police Service, as you have alluded to that. Two suspects have been apprehended and in custody, being questioned as part of the investigation. So we are actually going to be told by the investigation in terms of what is it that has triggered this and what informed this. So we're waiting for the investigation, as we are told through the MEC and those that were there from the South African Police Service officials, indicating that there's cooperation from these two suspects in terms of providing the necessary information. So we're likely to be seeing more arrests, which is a space that I cannot labor much onto, but we really appreciate the swift response that might have that actually had happened, especially from the side of the South African Police Services.
Indeed. In addition to the impact that it's had on members of the community, two employees at the depot were actually assailed. One was, they were tied up, and one was, I believe, shot and another beaten. And that obviously is of great concern for those who are trying to protect the depot and Putco's assets. It is interesting, though, MEC, that this takes place specifically after hours, while the buses are away. It seems as though it's deliberately aimed at not trying to affect passengers, but almost maybe sending a message to Putco.
Yeah, of course. Our view is that this was well orchestrated by those probably who are in conflict with Putco, which I strongly believe, as I've indicated earlier, is the investigation that is going to tell us who are these people that are there. But we're therefore actually encouraging the public, including stakeholders within the transport sector, to try to collaborate and work with each other in harmony and peace. And if there are any disputes among themselves, they must raise them with the relevant authorities so that we can be mediators, because ourselves in this space, we are the chief regulator, in particular in the transport sector. So if there are any disputes that are there between the commuters, the stakeholders in the transport industry, we have a responsibility as a government to ensure that we bring about that stability and peace.
How harmonious are the various pockets of the transport sector, the public transport sector here in Mpumalanga? I ask this because the way that Barbara Creasy, our Minister of Transport, described this incident, she described it as quote-unquote economic sabotage. And the last time we saw economic sabotage of this nature and maybe even the scale, it was happening in the Western Cape, where the train services were being disrupted quite regularly, and the suspicion was that it was competing pockets of the transport sector that might have been involved.
Yeah, in the province, the situations like this are not right. We always believe in proper dialogue and proper discussions in a round table in resolving matters that might be probably related to the transport industry. Of course, I can't agree more with the minister. This was a pure economic sabotage. As you would know, that transport in its form contribute more in the economic development of any country. So South Africa is not immune, Mpumalanga is not immune, and PADCO is not immune to that. So, yeah, there has been a severe sabotage, although one cannot be able to quantify the impact that this has caused.
In terms of you were thanking and applauding the SAPS in terms of the support that they've been able to give you, on, as you said, you can't speak too much to the information, but may I indicate where public members of the public can share information if they've seen anything, heard anything? And that would be either to call Crime Stop on 08600 10111 or send tip-offs via the MySAPS app. Is there any way that you might like the public to contact the Transport Provincial Department, or would you prefer they go directly to SAPS?
They should go directly to SAPS, as this now it's a crime scene and also a matter that is related to SAPS, which is the subject of investigation. So we encourage, of course, and we really appreciate yourself to also echo that. We encourage that members of the public who might have noticed or seen something, especially the perpetrators of this heinous crime, to come forth and assist with the investigation by bringing credible information.
And MEC, how has transport been going on Tuesday and today? Has there been a decline? Has PADCO or anyone noticed a decline in the number of passengers feeling safe to travel? Is there increased security?
Well, PADCO today has assured us that ever since Tuesday, the operations were not disrupted, as they have extra buses that they have allocated to this route. So the operation was not disrupted in accordance to what we have been given by PADCO as an explanation. We have not had an opportunity to interact with the commuters, as we today just dedicated ourselves to or designated our time to assess the situation and speak to PADCO. But I have taken upon myself that as a responsible MEC and a MEC responsible for transport, I have a responsibility to go back to that and interact with all stakeholders that are affected in this situation, so that one can get the views of our people and also make his own determination, including all other stakeholders that are part of the transport industry, so that we can at least nip this as it is starting to rise without it being ugly or going further.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mpumalanga MEC for Roads and Transport, Thulasizwe Tomo, for helping us understand that. Of course, very critical that this public transport, especially PADCO, be handled in Mpumalanga. PADCO transports commuters of about almost 250,000 commuters on a daily basis, with the highest concentration of their commute happening in Mpumalanga. So if you have heard anything, seen anything, have a tip off again. 08600 10111 is the number to dial. And I assume on that Crime Stop number that can be anonymous, and then you can send a tip off by the MySAPS app.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.